Warning!
This podcast contains bad language and occasionally disgusting subject matter.
Get on with it.
WTFWYD. Welcome to What If Weird, the podcast where we ask,
what the fuck would you do?
I'm Ridian.
And I'm Andre.
All right, here we go. You've signed up for a meditation class, Andre.
Finally.
And you've gone in. You've walked into the meditation class and you've seen the guy, and there he is. He's wearing a towel.
Okay.
Nothing else, just a towel wrapped around his, his little bits and that. Yeah, I don't know what size the bits are, I don't know why I said little, but...
He's tiny, 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 tiny bits.
It doesn't matter about the size, let's be clear.
What's the size of the towel? Is the towel down to his, like, knees? Or
no.
Or is it really tiny towel?
It's an average size towel. We don't know how big this man's penis is. Or even if he does have a penis, we don't know even his gender. But, you know, there he is. He's wearing a towel. And, yeah. And you know, no matter what the size of the, you know, any size is good. Anyway, Andre.
Doesn't matter.
He's standing there. He's topless. He doesn't have socks. He doesn't even really have shoes. He's just barefoot. And he looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
He welcomes you to the class. And it seems, Andre, you've waited about, you know, good 10 minutes. And it seems that you're actually the only person there. Right.
One-on-one. Great.
That's it. Yeah, so no one else has actually turned up to the class. It's just you and this guy.
Yeah.
His name is Brunches.
Brunches? Like a brunch, like what you eat, like breakfast, lunch?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yes, that is his name. His name is Brunches.
What's your favorite? I'm not going to ask him what his favorite, like, meal of the day is.
You're on a chair. Your feet are on the ground. Your buttocks are pressed against the chair. Your back is pressed against the back of the chair, and you're upright, okay? And he just sort of begins the meditation, Andre. Okay, Andre, you are lifting up your head to the sky and going to do a body scan, and you're going to check in with the top of your head.
Yes, Mr. Branches.
And your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And your lips and your teeth.
Yes.
Your shoulders now, you're moving down towards the arms, and you're checking in with the arms and your hands. And now you're sensing your torso, checking in with any feelings that you might arise. And now you're checking in with your belly button. And now you're checking in with your glutes, or otherwise known as your buttocks.
Oh, yeah.
And now you are checking in with your thighs. And your shins. And finally, your feet touching the ground. Now, class, I'd like you to do a visualization.
I think it's only me in here.
Yes, that's right. You hear any sounds? You just welcome the sound. You hear the sound of my voice. You might hear cars outside. You might hear your own voice. But that's okay. And now I'd like you to begin the visualization. Now you see a person. They're looking you in the eyes. They're standing up, and you're standing up as well.
Do I stand up now?
No.
No.
No. No. In the visualization.
Oh, yeah.
You are standing. Mm-hmm. But in your position at the moment, you are sitting. Now, the person is looking you in the eyes and smiling. And you pull a knife, a sharp knife, out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to cut this person's face. You're cutting around the chin and the cheeks and the forehead, and you're cutting. And you're cutting around the entire face as if you're going to cut the face off.
Oh.
And the person is now screaming in pain, aren't you?
Oh.
Screaming.
Oh, well, well.
But they can't move. They're screaming in pain, but you continue. Finally, you pull the face off. And you place it onto your own face.
Oh. Oh.
What the fuck would you do if you have a you're in a meditation class and it's just got pretty dark quite quickly?
Yeah, it has.
And you're wearing this face. And you start stitching it into your own face.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And the person in front of you is screaming. Oh, they're screaming, but there's no skin on their face anymore, Andre. Screaming in pain.
Is that... Am I Nicolas Cage?
You can imagine whoever you want to be in this meditation. If you visualize that you are Nicolas Cage, then...
Nicolas Cage...
But you have to be clear, is the face that you've just put on, is that Nicolas Cage's face that you put on, or have you put someone else's face on top of your face? Whose face is it?
I think it's John Travolta's face.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr.
Yes.
Brunches?
Brunches, yes. Stay with that image. Stay with it.
Why am I doing this in in my mind? Why am
I... You want to.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Well, you told me I'm doing this. I wasn't the one who came up with this brutal and vivid but really disturbing image of cutting somebody else's face off and putting it on my own. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's right.
Sorry.
Okay. I can imagine. Well, I can tell you, Mr. Brunches, what I imagine I would feel. I think I would feel the wetness of the tissue.
Open up to your feelings. Yes, yes.
And then the skin would be very soft, but
so soft.
I think it would. I think it would fall off my face.
You're actually stitching, Andre.
Stitching
the face.
That's painful.
Into your face, yes, there's pain.
There is pain.
There's blood pouring down your face.
From my own blood and the blood of the...
From both.
...face.
Yes. Andre, I'm passing over to you now. It's your visualization, so...
Thank you.
Feel free to speak while you're meditating and tell me what you do next.
Next, I stop imagining this horrific incident, and I imagine a really nice and friendly pony with different colors of the rainbow. And there's something in the middle of his face. It's like a horn, like a unicorn horn. It's strange. I think it's made out of intestines.
Christ. Yes, it is made of intestines, yes.
And it's throbbing.
Oh, it's throbbing.
And what's inside of it? I think that's... I'm quite sure that's excrement.
Oh my word, excrement, yes.
I touch it. I touch it, I start stroking it, and it becomes very erect. And I look at the pony. While I'm stroking, it's erect.
Yes.
Erect.
Yes, it is.
Feces horn.
Very erect feces horn.
Venus.
Yes.
I stroke it and I hug it. And I release it. I release it to the wild.
Mr. Brunches says...
Yes. Yes, Mr.
You know, coming to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes are going to slowly open until you see me before you.
I do open them very, very slowly.
Mm. So, Andre, how do we... Was there anything that came to you during this meditation?
A lot of different thoughts about this. Yes, feelings. I had a lot of different feelings about this.
Feelings.
And here's 20 quid.
Thank you very much.
And I throw it in his face.
The money that you threw, it was coins, right? It was.
Yeah.
It was hard.
2 quid coins.
£2 coins. He doesn't even react. It just hits him in the face. It does nothing. Yeah. It's like it's hit metal.
Okay. See you next week. Because this happens every week.
Well, there we go, Mr. Brunches. That's, yeah. Wow. Okay, Andre.
That's pretty deep, I gotta say.
It was quite meta.
I have to say, I did meditate when you were telling me this. I did close my eyes.
Wow.
I did meditate.
That's great.
I feel great, actually, now.
Well, good. Well, yeah. That, I mean, I have to say, genuinely, and this is no word of a lie, I absolutely love meditation. I think it's great.
Do you ever lead classes?
No, I've never led a class before.
Maybe you should never do it.
Why?
Just like,
thought I did quite well.
Yeah.
Why not, Andre?
Because it was terrifying. I was really imagining it.
Was it terrifying, Andre? Was it?
It reminded me of a razor head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which bit?
Just the movie, just the atmosphere just made me think of Eraserhead.
That's amazing. That is incredible. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. A sort of dreamlike state.
And slow, slow, painful masochism.
Oh, great. You went to imagining something quite lovely, but then even that just turned quite dark quite quickly.
I think it was, I was trying to veer away from the unpleasantness, but it was still there. It was still under the surface.
Perhaps inside you, Andre, there's some sort of deep, deep rooted unsettledness.
I think there is. Yeah.
Great.
And that's it. Let's not talk about it at all.
No, absolutely not. Here we go. You ready for a fact?
Yes.
Great.
Red fact.
Let me just load up the fact here. Quite a detailed one.
Ooh.
A lot to it. I just need to get this right. Did you know, Andre, that floor doesn't exist?
Floor as the floor that I'm standing on right now?
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It does. I'm standing on it.
No, it doesn't.
There's no floor?
There's no floor. It's a myth.
It's a myth.
It's a very incredibly widely spread and very deep set myth that people believe.
Was there ever a floor?
No, never. There's never ever been any floor ever.
There's never been any floor?
No.
So what about if you go to a florist?
Well, that's a flower, isn't it? It's a bit different. Those exist. I'm pretty sure those exist.
Isn't a florist a person who sells flowers?
No. A florist is someone who sells... That does make sense, but no. A florist is someone who sells flowers.
So who's a flowerist?
The English language is... No one is a flowerist.
There's no flowerists.
No, there's
so
no flowerists.
So maybe flowers don't exist.
Yeah, maybe this is part of the whole conspiracy. Sort of myth. The conspiracy,
the florspiracy.
Because why on earth would they call florists florists? Why wouldn't they call them flowerists?
There's something there. Yeah, there's something there.
The dots are adding up.
Yeah,
the dots are all adding up, Andre.
I think I've been to a florist.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I think there was floor there. I'm quite sure I saw floor there. I'm sure. I think every florist I've ever been to has a floor.
Right.
So maybe they're the ones who are keeping it from us.
Oh, yes.
And they hide it in the bushes,
the
flowers, you know?
That's right, yes.
They take all the flowers, they distract you with the flowers, they smell, they look nice, you know? And they go, hey, maybe you want the sound of this? But the real stuff you should be looking for is the floor.
Yeah. I suppose they're actually taking floor away from us, aren't they?
They're deflooring us.
Yeah. And they've been doing it for a long time, Andre, and it's time for us to wake up, I think.
It's time for everybody to wake up and see there's no floor.
Yeah, there's no floor. Next time you look down and you're standing on floor, or what you think is the floor, just look at it close. Just look, give it a good close look. Just think, nah. Nah.
Yeah.
All right. You can do that for me, audience, yeah?
I can do that for you.
Great. All right, well, lovely. That's the fact. How you know, that was interesting, wasn't it?
It was fascinating. I've never knew that. So, you're in a normal, everyday situation where you've got a date set up.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm immediately excited.
You're going on a date. To sleep.
I'm excited and nervous, just to say. I'm both, combination of both.
Great. You decide to take a little nap before.
Oh, great. Yeah, I love naps.
And you go to, you lay down on your couch. But unfortunately, you lay down underneath some toxic waste that you just keep above your... just some toxic waste that you just keep around.
Oh, God. Of course I do. Yeah. I mean, I just... Yep.
And your cat... your cat, while you're asleep, just walks past the toxic waste. And
God.
And the cat doesn't even just... by accident. He It's a male cat. His name is Mr. Bungles. Mr. Bungles just... just throws it off the shelf and it just lands all over you while you're asleep.
Oh no.
You wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little stretch, a little yawn.
As per usual. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you take your hands in front of you and you notice, oh my God, you overslept a bit. The date is in just a few minutes. They're going to be in your house.
Oh, they're coming to my house.
They're coming to your house.
Oh.
Secondly,
what am I gonna do?
You notice that something's wrong with your hands.
Right.
Instead of all the fingers, you've got your penis.
What?
You got a penis for every finger.
Oh, okay.
And then in the middle of your hand, you've got a vagina.
Ah. Okay.
You look for your your junk. And yeah. Your junk is not what it was. But you don't know what it is yet because it's... And you have to act quick because they're about to come over. What the fuck would you do if your hands had penises and vaginas on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And your date is about to come over through the door. Ooh,
right. Can I ask just about the penises or penis-i, if you will? Don't know what the proper plural is for penis.
Peni.
Proper plural for penis. You can't say that quickly. Are they? You said it's my penis. Is it duplications of my own penis? Or yes. Are they different kinds of willy? Oh, yeah, it is duplicates.
It's duplicates of your own penis.
Great. So it's my willy times 10 on my hands.
Yeah.
Great. All right, that's good to know. And then there's a vagina on each palm, is that right?
Yeah.
My goodness. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I run to the mirror and I look in the mirror.
You sigh with relief because everything's fine. The only thing is that you're covered in toxic waste.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You're covered. Which isn't great, but nothing has mutated. Nothing has happened around your face.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll have a quick wash. Right. I wouldn't get in a shower because then I might have to get out quickly or whatever. Mm. Let's have a quick wash. Wash off. Use my willies to, wash off all of the toxic waste. Because I want to look clean, Andre.
Of course.
I want to be clean. I don't want to be covered in toxic waste. And I put a bit of deodorant on, a bit of aftershave. And I think, yeah, you know what? Yeah. We look all right, mate.
Great.
Oh, is that the door?
That is the door.
Dear.
That's the bottom door. You live in a block of flats.
Okay, right. At this moment, I think, I look down at my penis hands.
Hmm.
And I consider, just for a moment, Andre, I just think,
It's interesting that you're calling them penis hands because they're penis and vagina hands.
Yes, vaginitsus? Vaginous hands. I look down at my vaginous hands. I get the intercom.
Yeah.
And I pick up the phone.
Hi. Hello?
Hiya.
Hey, it's Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Hey. Are you gonna let me in or what?
Yeah, sure. I'll just let you in now.
Which floor was it?
3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there
All
in
right.
a sec.
Okay, bye-bye. See you soon. I walk towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I wait.
You just wait there?
Yeah.
With your vaginous hands?
I struggled to open the door with my vaginous hands, but I managed to do it. I open the door and I push it open.
The elevator door opens.
Mm-hmm.
Ding! And out comes Janice.
Great.
Who is dressed in the most beautiful, smart dress you can imagine.
Wow. She does look absolutely beautiful.
Natural.
Yes.
And she can see you straight away. She looks in your eyes and she smiles.
Oh.
It seems like she instantly likes you a lot.
Oh.
And she nice. Comes
Hang
up.
Hang on. Is this our first date?
Yeah.
What?
Just amazing. This amazing chemistry is just there.
Oh, great. So it's a blind date. We've not even seen each other before.
Well, you've seen each other online.
Ah, okay. So we've seen pictures.
Yeah.
I see.
And also her job is, she's a surgeon.
Oh, great.
She goes, hey, what's up with the hands?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I like to keep toxic waste in my house.
Oh. Wouldn't you think that's a bit of a toxic waste of time?
Oh. Well, it's kind of, to be honest, it's one of my favorite hobbies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a I was on time, you know, for getting ready and that, but I thought, oh, I'll just have a cheeky little nap, mm-hmm. you know, refresh myself. I like a little nap.
Yeah.
And I think what happened, I suspect some toxic waste fell on me. And now my hands, I've got penises and vaginas, penises for fingers and vaginas on the palm of my hands. But it wasn't like that before, but it is now. But I just thought, look, I'm just going to tell you straight up. This is who I am.
I appreciate this. Mm. This is very nice.
Just wanted to tell the truth. You know, in the movies, they don't do that. They try to pretend that everything's fine. But I thought, no, I'm going to tell you the truth. Janice.
That's very nice, Radin. Are we going to stand here in the corridor?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Come in. And I offer to take her jacket.
Here you go. And she just slides it off and gives it into your hands. But she, because of your hands, she is a little bit disgruntled, I would say.
Am I right?
Are you not going to cover them up?
Shall I cover them up? Maybe I should, yeah. No, you're right. You're right, shouldn't I? Because they're penises and vaginas, and you shouldn't really show them to another person.
I mean, anything, it's just really distracting.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry. That was a bad way to start the date, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Just pointed them at me.
Yeah. That's not a good thing to do, is it? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, let's have a nice evening.
Yeah, I'll cover them up. I'll put some gloves on. So I get my gloves. Would you like a drink?
I would love to have a drink. Dry martini would be lovely.
Great. Now, I go to make the dry martini, but I struggle,
how are you,
Andre.
How do you do?
Well, I'm struggling because all of the willies are flaccid.
Yeah.
I try my hardest. I try and pick up the glass that smashes on the ground.
One of those martini glasses, yeah.
Yeah. And then I try pick up the metal thing and that just clangs onto the ground as well. And it's all going terribly wrong.
You know what? Water will be fine.
Okay.
Or a beer, anything.
I go to the fridge. Yeah. I open up the fridge and I...
And all of your fingers shrink.
They all go really small.
Yeah, good.
What I do is with my palms, I put my palms around the beer can. So the vaginas are sort of wrapping around the beer can.
Yeah.
And then I put it down out of the thing. And then I cover my hands up again. Mm. And then I pick up the can with my teeth. And I walk over to her with the can in my teeth. And I'd offer it towards her.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, this is a little bit intense, but, you know. Well, if we're so opened and this happened to your hands...
Mm.
What about your, you know?
And she looks down at your crutch.
Well, to be honest, Janice, I appreciate your forwardness. That's lovely. I actually don't know yet.
Would you like to check? I'm a surgeon, so I don't mind these things.
Oh.
I see people's bodies all the time in different...
Right. I mean, if you're okay with it, are you okay with this?
I'm totally fine with this. This is totally fine with me.
I just like to bit of privacy, check myself on my own first.
Yeah.
And then I'll come through if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Great.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, likewise. So I go into the bathroom and I take off my trousers. I take off my pants.
Mm.
I take off my trunks, my underpants, and I look down at my naked crotch.
Yeah. And you can see a hand.
Okay.
It's a hand.
Right, brilliant.
You can use it. You can move it.
Yeah, useful.
You can do a thumbs up. You can do the middle finger. You can do like give me a call. So anything a normal hand would do. But the hand is attached at the wrist. So you can like move
that's
it around.
Great.
But that's
very
it.
Useful. Right. Well, great. I put it into a thumbs up position.
Mm-hmm.
Janice! I found out what it is. Are you okay for me to come out? It's not too rude. It's
Yeah, do it.
You know, it's more Okay.
Do it.
Okay. So I come out of the bathroom and I walk towards her. She's on the sofa and I drop trowel, I drop pants, and there's this hand with a thumbs up.
Janice opens her eyes and says, "This is fascinating."
Right,
this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, me neither.
I think you might be the only person in the world who is like this.
Right.
I want to just high five you right now. I want to shake your hand, high five you, do a little fist bump.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's do that. Let's give it a go. I want to test out this new hand anyway, see what it can do.
Yeah. So you do rock, paper, scissors. You spend a whole evening playing with your hand.
Oh, nice.
Much more than with your vaginuses.
Lovely. Well, that's great.
And you have a lovely evening and... Janice, towards the end of the evening, says, "Ridian?
Janice.
This has probably been the best date I've ever been on. And I'm telling you this as somebody who really grew to like you throughout this evening. And let's keep it open-handed, as they would say."
Oh, Janice, I feel like I might cry because actually this has been one of the best dates I've ever had, if not the best. Even though, you know, I had this thing happen to me before, I didn't expect that, but you're just so, you know, wonderful and open and just considerate. So, yeah, let's keep this open-handed.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you acted very well. I mean...
You reckon?
I think you acted in a very responsible way. You didn't freak out. You know, it was a stressful situation. You didn't know where it was going to go. You straight away came out with just like the issue up front.
Yeah, I did. I did.
And you're ready to face the consequences, and I like that.
Well, thanks, mate.
Like that about you.
But in a way, I sort of regret doing that. I think I could have done it better because I hadn't realized it was a first date at that point. I didn't know, you know. I think that's not the best way to greet your first new date, is it?
With a word of advice to anyone who's listening: if around your genitals anything weird happens, and somebody's coming in for a first date, don't just expose your genitals.
No.
As they are approaching you. Never do that. No. Just never, ever.
No.
Never.
I feel like that was a mistake. My character doing that was a mistake, I think. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, I agree with you. I think I was quite proud of myself, quite open, quite honest. Mm-hmm. And she was too. She was lovely. Really nice woman.
I guess, you know, being a surgeon and everything and...
Anyone you'd like to thank, Andre? We're coming to the end of the episode. Anyone
who would
you
I like to thank? I would like to thank, surgeons. I would like to thank surgeons.
Yeah, cheers, surgeons.
All the surgeons, thank you for doing your work.
Here's a fact for you, Andre, about surgeons. I had a surgeon make a new eardrum for me.
Seriously?
Fact. Yeah. I made it out of my ear. And that's an actual... fact, everyone. You may choose to not believe
which
it
ear?
Because my facts are not very unreliable, but my right ear has a eardrum made out of ear in it.
Mm.
You know, ear cartilage.
Ah.
Fact.
Does it work well?
Nah.
All right. Does it work better than it would if you didn't have the operation?
Yes, it worked because before I had a hole. And it works better without a hole.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want a hole on your eardrum, mate. That's not ideal.
Yeah.
So, so it does work a bit better. It's not terribly good, but it's all right.
I'm glad you have a... I'm glad you don't have a hole, because then if you were, let's say, having a shower, the water would go into your brains.
Oh, yeah. Straight into the brain, Andre. Yep. Mm.
And there is electricity in the brain, and water with electricity doesn't really.
Yeah, yeah. And I did actually have a hole in my eardrum for a while, so that's probably what happened quite a few times. That explains quite a lot, actually, Andre. Hmm. I want to thank Simon Panrucker.
Oh, yes.
Chris Tion Lipogi.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Panrucker did some music that we always use, and Christian Lipogi, what does he do, Andre? I can't even remember what he does.
So many things.
Not much.
Production. sounds, music, general.
Actually, he does loads, doesn't he? I just realised.
Yeah.
Does a lot of work for us. Cheers, Christian.
Lapangas.
I love you very much. Yeah. You know who else I love, Andre?
Who?
Our audience.
They are some of the best, some of the finest out there.
They really are. Oh, they're some of the finest human beings. And audience, you will be even finer a human being if you can recommend our podcast to someone else. Just one other person, that'd be lovely.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Special goodbye then, please, Andre.
Goodbye.
Wow. I absolutely love that, Andre.
Thank you. My dog didn't.
Oh.
But she's fine now. I would rather eat my own socks right now.
And I imagine you have very sweaty socks.
Yeah,
is that
I
true?
Have very sweaty, very, very sweaty socks.
It's a warm day, isn't
and
it?
Also,
I've got sweaty socks.
Additionally, they've been licked by my dog.
Gross.
Very, mega
Here's
gross.
A quick question before we move on. Would you eat my sweaty socks, Andre, if I asked you to?
No, if you just asked me to, no.
Right.
If it was a life or death situation, I think I would.
Can't imagine what sort of situation would